Hey, 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 good morning. Welcome to the Raider Wrap on this Saturday. It is Earth Day, everyone, so make yourself some mud pies and eat some dirt, will ya? That's what we used to do as children, I think. We thought that was fun. Anyhow, it is Earth Day celebration today. It is for Saturday, April 22nd. All kinds of fun stuff going on in the Northfield area. From 9 until noon, they're going to have some tree planting going on over the ARB. They have some water conservation talks and techniques and different things like that. If you'd like to be a part of that this morning and still take part in the opportunity, you can do that by going to northfieldearthday.com. And then this afternoon, from 1 until 4 o'clock this afternoon at Bridge Square, they're going to have some music, some kids' activities, going to have some e-vehicles, electric vehicles that they'll be showing off over here. They'll have a bunch of speakers as well all throughout the afternoon. That, again, of course, going on over at Bridge Square in Northfield. So if you want to participate, just like I said, go ahead to northfieldearthday.com. And take part in all of that fun stuff. Coming up on the Raider Wrap today, lots of fun stuff going on. This week on Meet the Raider, we're going to talk to some track captains, Regan Childress and Greta Gilmore. Josh Spitzak, the boys' head baseball coach, will join us here shortly. Adam Danielson from the boys' golf team, which we haven't had a chance to really talk to much at all. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about how this whole early spring season has developed, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that and some scheduling and different things of that nature as well this morning. Mostly cloudy skies today. You're going to warm it up to about 41. That's it. That's not too much. But tonight, mostly cloudy, cooling off again to 28. Tomorrow, sunshine. At least we got a little sunshine coming, and a high of only 44. Crazy, a week ago, right? Just 10 days ago, we were at 88 degrees. So for tomorrow night, it's going to cool off again around 26 with mostly clear skies. And then Monday, looks like some sunshine and a high again there, 35. We got some overcast skies and 35 right now in the Northfield area. And with that, I welcome into our studio this morning, head coach of the boys' baseball team, Josh Spitzak. First-year coach. Hey, coach, how's it going?
It's going great.
Awesome. Listen, I'm looking at this schedule here, and it looks like postpone. It's like, I mean, you've got a couple games in.
Yeah, we've got five in, which is more than other teams I know. But we've had a lot of games moved, and we're getting to the point where we got the rest of our weeks are pretty full, 3 to 4 games every single week.
I was going to say, because if you got, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, looks like 4. And just the other day, again, Thursday against Faribault, that one got pushed. So yep. You got 4 games you got to make up, or will they make them up?
Well, if it's a conference game, we definitely have to try to make those up. If it's non-conference and there's just no dates left, those might be games we give up. But so far, we've got everything rescheduled. And, next week, we are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's just going to how it's going to have to be towards the end of the season.
Do you have a certain pitching rotation you do with that, or how's that? How many pitchers you got on the staff this year?
We're pretty fortunate. We've got pretty good depth, good pitching rotation, and so I think we feel okay right now. But I know that could be a struggle for some teams because it's a lot of games in a short amount of time.
Do you do similar to now the way with all the analytics and things like that? Are you doing pitch counts? Are you keeping track of how many pitches are being thrown? Are you conscious of where the pitcher is and what's going on?
Yep. We have to report our pitch counts. So then there's rules as far as if they throw a certain amount of pitches, they have a certain amount of days rest. So we do have to follow that. And we try to plan it out, going into each week and, hopefully – hopefully the plan works, but sometimes you got to adjust. And fortunately, like I said, we've got a good amount of guys that can help us on the mound. So,
do you have a couple strong aces, or by committee? You pitch 3 guys a game. How do you go about your process there?
Well, I mean, going into the season, we felt we had some seniors coming back. We knew that with some good experience that kind of started us off the year pretty strong. And then we've kind of worked some of our juniors in here a little bit and just kind of see how they responded, and they've done a great job too. So, early on in the season, you probably do a little bit more of, maybe 2 or 3 guys a game. And then as the season goes on, you see, who can mean, there's a couple guys that can go, you know, the whole game. But you always have a plan and hope that, you know, like I said, it works out.
I know they talk about now, you know, like when you get through the lineup like a couple of times, it's like now you want to switch it up again because the batter's starting to figure you out. Is there any, I mean, reality behind that? Do you plan for that kind of a thing even in high school?
You know, sometimes you can kind of see maybe they're timing them up a little bit the second time through, and then you maybe you're prepared for that. But high school, I probably not as much as, you know, the upper levels. It's from us, it's more, you know, maybe we need a guy to give us five or six that day. And that's probably more things we look at. But you definitely can kind of tell as the game's going on if we need to make a change, if they're timing them up a little bit.
Is there a pitch clock in high school?
There's not yet.
Not yet, huh? I don't remember ever needing one necessarily, but...
You wouldn't think so. We did have a situation the other day. We were playing Mankato, and one of our batters wasn't quite ready to it was in between innings, and, you know, so their catcher, as I'm running by to coach third, says, hey, what about the pitch clock here? So it's, I don't know if it'll ever come to high school, but...
Right. Right, kind of an interesting little deal with that. So you got postponed. You had Rochester, John Marshall, then Mayo back-to-back. Those got postponed, and then you went up against Mankato East. You lost that one 4-3. You've played some pretty good teams. You beat Stuartville, who's 5-1, so you're the only ones to beat them. And then you lost to New Prague in a heart one just the other day on Monday, and they're 4-0 on the season. So a couple of good ball games, a couple of good outings there. But Stuartville, you got to feel good about yourself. They were undefeated when you played them, and you took them down. And I think, it was close, 7-6.
Yeah, it's a section team, so that's always, you know, important. And actually, we were down 5-0 in that game and came back. So that was a good response there. And like you said, New Prague, we knew they'd be good, and we had a chance at the end. Had the, you know, winning run up at the plate in the 7th, so we, you know, battled back in that one. And Mankato East, you know, that was another close game. So we feel good about the start. We know that a couple close losses early in the season, you know, we can live with those. We just want to be playing our best at the end. So,
well, you had, so Faribault was scheduled to come in Thursday, but you postponed that one again. So now you're scheduled against Tuesday against Austin. Are they throwing one in on Monday there? Or what are they doing?
Yep, the Faribault game got rescheduled for Monday.
Okay,
so you're gonna
go back to back like that. So you're gonna go, yeah. So you're going to get Monday Faribault, Tuesday Austin, Wednesday Kassan Manterville, and then the Thursday?
Yeah.
I mean, four games in a row against Rochester John Marshall. So how do you prepare for that one? Or how do you figure, I mean, again, you got some good depth.
Yep.
So what is the rule? How many innings can I pitch on Monday, and when can I come back?
So it's pitch count based. So the max is 105. And if you go, I believe it's from like 80 to 105, then you have to have 4 days rest. And
ooh,
then they go from like 60 to 80. And so if you pitch under 30, you could come back the next day. But you just kind of look at that chart and you say, all right, if we want, you know, this guy to pitch Monday and pitch Thursday again, we got to keep him under this number. And, you know, when you go into a week like this, kind of have to have that planned out,
right?
Because all of a sudden you get to Thursday and you go, oh boy, we got, you know,
you got the right fielder coming in, you got me coming in, yeah, I'm throwing all spitball 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's all. They were throwing batting practice up at you. So you started, it's the first year head coach for you, but you've been around the team, so it's not like you don't know these guys. But what do you think you've implemented into the season so far? What have you brought forward that you think has helped benefit the program overall?
Well, we talk a lot about, you know, our culture and how we, you know, not just play the game, but, you know, how we, you know, how we are in the dugouts, you know, getting out in the community, helping our youth program, and, you know, just kind of talk a lot about, you know, playing the game the right way. And I think we've got, like I said, a good group of leaders that have kind of done a good job instilling that from the start. Another thing was kind of dealing with, you know, adversity when things don't go our way. How do we respond? We know that, you know, baseball's a tough game, and you know, make a mistake or, you know, things don't go our way, how do we bounce back from that? And so far early in the season, guys have done a good job with that. And I think they expect a lot from themselves, which is good, but just continuing to try to build that culture is going to be important as the season goes on.
Josh Spitzak is the head coach of the boys baseball team here in Northfield, and he joins the Raider Wrap this morning. And, you know, kids are kids, right? And so I remember growing up, it didn't matter. I mean, if there was even a little bit of snow on the ground or whatever it was, just the opportunity to get outside and play the game. But this year has been just so goofy. I mean, it's is there a temperature regulation in state high school too? Can you only play up to a certain amount of you had snow literally. You opened the season on April 4th and we had snow all over the place. So it's been crazy. And then it got warm and then it got windy and then it got cold and it snowed again. And wow, how crazy is that? Are the guys chomping at the bit? What's going on? Or like you said, are they just handling it?
Well, I mean, they are handling it well, but I'm sure they're, you know, having to practice inside a couple days this week, that wasn't ideal. But, you know, they understand that's, we can't do anything about it. And that's one of those things. How do you handle it? If you get frustrated by those things, you know, that can carry over to the, you know, the next game. So we kind of just talked about treating it, you know, this is just something we got to do, and you're going to have, you know, a lot of games coming up, and, you know, we just got to be ready, no matter if it's, you know, 44 or if it's 88, because we had some of those games early too.
Is there something you were doing during practice? I mean, in the inside of the gym, there's not a lot you can do. I realize that. I mean, you got to work on maybe fundamentals and different things like that, you know, shifting to your left, crossover, and, you know, dropping back. I mean, that's one thing. And then you've got a little bit of the hitting in the cage, I'm assuming, so you can see some of that, but you don't see that live pitching. All the schools, so I'm not, you know, all the schools have to deal with it, so it's not like, you know, you're an exception to the rule, but are you able to gauge where your team is at all right now? I mean, you know, where your lineups are? Are you still shifting things around, figuring stuff out?
Yeah, it helps that we have the dome a little bit. You can get out there and do a little more. But, you know, as far as our team, we knew going into the season we had, you know, quite a bit of depth and guys that, you know, could help us in different positions. So with only five games, we're still, you know, figuring out, you know, who can help us here and try to put guys in spots where, you know, we want to see, you know, can they contribute? And as we go towards the end of the season, you know, different roles that they can fill. So, no, with five games in, we're still, you know, talking about, all right, we got to see this guy a little bit more and get this guy some at-bats. And, you know, we feel like we have a good amount of talent, and it's just about, you know, like I said, getting ready for, you know, the end of the season and figuring out what's going to be our best lineup out there.
Next week you got four games. There's no practice. You're playing. Yep. Get in there, boys. Let's go. Here's the lineup. Go play. Yep. And then when the game's over, do you guys take some time afterwards to review the game, go over it? I mean, I don't know if there's film study or anything like that, but four games, 4 days. You know, where's the teaching moment come in there?
Yeah, it'll be challenging, you know, not having a practice in between there. But I think the fact that we haven't been able to play a lot of games and get those game situations, you know, just in the moment, talking through it with the guys, and then after the game, you know, again, just addressing, hey, this came up this game, how are we going to handle that? And I think we just have to be more conscious of that because we don't have a practice the next day to go over it. But just making sure that, you know, if it's not just talking to the one or two guys that were involved in that play, it's, you know, talking to everybody so that the next day if someone else is in that spot, you know, they understand what we need to do.
Do you have time? So, like, Monday, Faribault, I'm not sure what time they play, but it looks like on Tuesday it's not till 5. Then you play at 7 o'clock at night and then 5 o'clock again a little later in the day. But so, I mean, you get out of school probably, what, 3:15, 3:30 nowadays?
For, you know, if it's an away game, they're sometimes leaving early, you know, 2:30 to get to some of those games.
And so you got to go to Faribault on Monday.
Yep.
So you got to drive there. So you got to get there. So then do you take that time on the bus maybe to do a little teaching, or what do you do there?
You know, if after the game, there may be, you know, we always meet and talk about some things. But, again, I think it's more just in the game, in that moment right away, trying to, you know, talk about, all right, that situation came up. You know, let's make sure we're all on the same page. But, you know, this week will be challenging just, you know, without that practice in between. And I know the following week we have a lot of games, but we have a couple practices in there so we can work on some things.
Well, it looks like Tuesday you got a home game against Austin. So that'll be at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. It looks like the temperatures will kind of be nice. It'll be sunshine at least and about a high of about 52. That's not bad spring baseball weather.
We'll take it.
Yeah, right? A little sunshine, a little 50 degrees. I mean, that's better than nothing, but you know, you're not sweating your tail off either. So yeah. It'll be interesting. Do you guys, are you guys dressing? Do they have to dress a certain way? Are they, like I said, when we talked about temperatures and stuff like that with the State High School League, but is there anything that they're taking as far as precautionary type of measures, or are they allowed to wear gloves? What's going on?
I mean, I guess if they, as far as like in the field, they could wear, you know, a batting glove underneath their glove or something like that. But for us, it's more, you know, when you get in the dugouts, especially pitchers, you know, you got to make sure you got, you know, jacket or sweatshirt on, keep your arm warm. You know, guys, we talk about this as far as you got to be prepared. And when we go to a game, we can't assume that it's going to be nice the whole time. So we just got to have everything ready for every single day.
Are you recommending long underwear? I would. I would. Anyone show up in a snowmobile outfit yet?
there's a couple of games there. Guys had some, you know, winter gloves on and stuff like that in the dugout.
This has been. I mean, I get late springs and, you know, wet springs, and I mean, this is a combination of wet, cold, snow, everything. It's just been crazy. I mean, but it sounds like the kids are still having fun.
Yeah, it's a good group, and they're, you know, they understand it's early and, you know, nothing we can do about it right now. I think they understand that the goal is the end of the season, and they know that we just got to keep staying ready, doing everything we can, and you know, hopefully get to that goal that they're hoping to achieve at the end.
So when you say at the end of the season, so obviously that's playoffs, right?
Yep.
And you want to get them to be at the best at that point. Again, early in the season, you got 5 games under your belt. I mean, do you have any? Are you seeing some developmental stuff coming around? Are you seeing some guys shine?
Yeah, and you know, we know, you know, pitching wise, we've had some great, you know, guys have stepped up there, and defensively, we've had a few more errors than we would like early in the season, and we understand. You know, it's sometimes it's tough. The field is, you know, not quite ready and stuff like that, but we're going to keep working at that. And the bats are starting to come around. We've had a couple games lately where, you know, we've got a few more hits there. So, there's been a lot of good things so far, and we just want to keep building off of those.
Well, you're 3-2. You're off to a decent start. You're above 500. You got to love that. Faribault on Monday in Faribault. Austin home at 5. And then you go to Manterville and then Rochester Century. You'll be back on Tuesday, May 2nd, unless you throw another one in between there, which we never know, right? Yeah. And then it'll be John Marshall back here. John Marshall and then Winona and Mankato West. So you got 3 home games coming up there at the first part of May. Yeah. So, come on out and enjoy the Northfield Raiders baseball team. That's all I can say. You know, get out and enjoy whatever weather we got. You know, bring an umbrella, bring some long underwear. I don't know, maybe a sleeping bag. Whatever you need to just watch a little baseball.
Yep, that's right.
Alrighty, Coach, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Coach Josh Spitzvack joins us this morning here on the Raider Wrap. We've got Adam Danielson coming, Meet the Raider, and the Liz Campbell in the Raider scoreboard. That's all coming up right here on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Mostly cloudy today and a high of around 41 tonight. Cloudy skies and 28. Tomorrow, maybe some sunshine and 44. Clear skies and 26 on Sunday night and then sunny skies and 50 on Monday. Welcome to Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd. It's about 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Not the greatest start to spring, but it is spring indeed. And joining us hopefully on the program is Adam Danielson, head coach of the boys golf team. Good morning, Adam. How you doing? He is here. He could hear me. I couldn't hear him off the air, but we could hear him now. So that's all that matters. So we're all good. Haven't really had much of a chance to get together and have a conversation. But boy, it had to have been a tough start to spring for golfers, isn't it? Well, I was going to say, I think there were a couple of courses. Owatonna, I think, opened. I think Cannon Falls opened up like not even a week ago. I think it was a week ago Friday that they opened. And, you know, the conditions, there was still snow on a lot of the conditions and different things like that. What were you doing? What were you doing before then? Because there was snow everywhere. You know, and then you had some warmer temperatures, some high heat indexes, then a snow again, and then cold. And last week was nuts. I mean, the wind was 30, 40 miles an hour throughout the day. What days did you have those matches on? Was it Tuesday you golfed? Let's see, that was the, so you did do the Northfield Golf Club. Yeah, you had multiple teams for the Invitational there. You had Rochester Mayo and St. Peter and Century and New Prague. And how'd you guys fare there? So, I mean, how does that tournament work with an invitational like that? You've got all those teams in there. Is it just literally a low score by the top, four golfers, five golfers? How many people actually participate in that event? How do you decide which six you're going to golf every day? How many guys are on the squad? Right. During the contest, like that invitational and stuff like that, is there coaching moments that you guys get involved with, or do you just wait until the 18 holes are up and then you sit down and have a conversation? You had the Invitational, so you get your top six golfers out there. Then what do you do with the other 11? Are they just on standby, or is the JV golf that day too as well, or how does that work? So they're practicing while the other ones are competing, pretty much. So you've got Monday is the triangular. You got Mankato West coming, Rochester Century. What do you know about those guys? Do you know anything from last year competing against them? What's your expectations this year? Is that one of your primary goals, is to capture the Big Nine again, obviously, and then move on from there? So is it always the top four out of the six when it counts on scoring, or does the sections differently? Is a triangular different from an invitational? What's the difference in scoring, or is there? So if somebody shoots, let's just hypothetically, one of your boys just catches fire and shoots 12 under in a day. You know, then everyone else is like, you know, one's got a 73, one's got a 75, whatever. I mean, but he's from a team standpoint, that big 12 under, 10 or 12 under is huge from a team concept, because it's just overall score, right? You hear golfers talk about it. We're not competing against each other. We're competing against the golf course. Is that kind of your philosophy, or how does that work? Because to me, if I'm faced off against somebody, I want to try to beat that guy's score. Well, like I said, the weather forecast for the rest of this week, it doesn't say snow anywhere, so that's a good thing. That's right. Exactly. All right. Well, Coach, appreciate you joining me this morning. Good luck on the rest of the season. All righty. Adam Danielson, head coach of the boys' golf team, joins us here this morning on the Raider Wrap. We've got more of the Raiders scoreboard, along with Beat the Raiders, all coming up here on KYMN 95.1 The One. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on this Earth Day, April 22nd. On this day in history, back in 1970, the first Earth Day was observed by millions of America on this date. And don't forget, all kinds of fun stuff going on today for Earth Day. Up until noon today, they got a bunch of family-friendly workshops and different things going on around the area. You can go to northfieldearthday.com for more information. 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon over here in Bridge Square, they're going to have some local music, some kids' activities, some electric vehicles, eco-exhibitors, local market food, truck, and some featured speakers throughout the afternoon over here by Bridge Square, all that going on here today on Earth Day. So go to northfieldearthday.com for more information. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 41 today. Looks like some cloudy skies tonight, cooling off again to around 28. Sunshine tomorrow in 44, and then mostly clear, cooling off to 26 on Sunday. Monday, sunshine in 50. Monday night looks like it's going to continue to be clear skies and low around 29. And then for sunny Tuesday, it'll be a high near 52 with very, very light winds indeed. So maybe we'll get some of these sporting events going again here next week. Like I said, the baseball team's got a game on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The golf team's going to be out and about next week as well. They've got one coming up here on the 25th and again on the 28th. And then again, another one on the 29th and on the 30th. So the golf team's getting a lot of activities going here next week as well. Let's check in, see what other things were going on here today. Liz, what's happening? And we're back for the Raider Wrap here on this Saturday morning. Join us every morning at 10 a.m. for the Raider Wrap, along with Meet the Raider and the Raider Scoreboard. If you happen to miss any of the interviews that we had this morning with Josh Spitzak or Adam Danielson, and you'd like to hear back, just go to kymnradio.net. And you can listen back. Just go up to the top, look up for programs, go find the Raider Wrap, and then click on the archive, select today's date, and you are off and running. You can pick any date that you want to hear. You can hear all the way back till eternity, I think. I'm not exactly sure how much space we have available, but you can go back a ways if you want to hear an interview or anything like that. So that's on kymnradio.net. With that, it is time for Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe. Well, stick a fork in this. We're done for the day. Happy Earth Day, everyone. If you want to participate today in some of the Earth Day events going on from 1 to 4 at Bridge Square, you can certainly just stop down and check it out. Otherwise, go to northfieldearthday.com and find out how you can take place and take part in today's Earth Day. Mostly cloudy with a high of 41 today. We're at 33 with overcast skies. Plenty of events coming next week as all the spring teams try to put together their entire schedules that have been postponed and delayed thus far. So Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu on another Raider Wrap. We want to thank Adam Danielson, head coach for the golf team, along with Josh Spitzak, boys baseball head coach, and of course track captains Reagan Childress and Greta Gilmore in this week's Meet the Raider, and a special thanks to Evan and Liz for helping us out this morning with the Raider scoreboard. Take care, everyone. We'll catch you next week right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Have a great Earth Day.